This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our men and women serving in the military, wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working right now, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working in the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, and everybody keeping that oil pumping. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and just sign up there, like us, and then you can get yourself in the chat room and converse with us like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And joining me right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope that you get it too. Well, Kyle, the big news tonight is Project Veritas, and we know every time they do something, it's big and bold, right?
That's absolutely right.
Well, here's what they have got going for themselves right now. Project Veritas recently released a new video that included phone calls with multiple funeral directors in the New York City metro area who say that patients are being labeled as coronavirus deaths, even though the person may have never tested positive for the virus. Now, here's a quote from Project Veritas. To be honest with you, all the death certificates, they're writing COVID on all the death certificates, whether they had a positive test or not. Now, why is this important, Kyle?
Well, for one thing, it helps to pad the statistics about COVID-19 deaths. Number two is that they actually, I think, they're able to get federal money based on the number of COVID-19 deaths, basically.
$14,000 per COVID name, regardless of whether they prove it or not. If they prove it, then they get an extra $2,000 for doing whatever it is they do for the extra. But that's where it starts. It goes $14,000 to $16,000. So this is a money game. Now, I'll go on and read the rest of this brief story. Michael Lanza, the funeral director at Colonial Funeral Home in Staten Island, told Project Veritas, and this is a quote, "So I think, you know, again, this is my personal opinion, I think like the mayor in our city is involved in this because they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on the death certificate, the more they can ask for in federal funds. So I think it's all political." Meanwhile, Kyle, not only New York City, but also reports of this in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, Seattle, and even a few more cities. And guess what? Every one of them is a blue city in a blue state. They are gaming the system.
Well, absolutely right, Captain, and thanks to intrepid investigative journalists like James O'Keefe and the people at Project Veritas. They are literally uncovering the COVID cash-in, which is a major story in and of itself, absolutely.
Well, we've been telling people that we thought the statistics just didn't jive with what's going on here because, again, we went from 64,000 over the weekend, or somehow or another the number got up to 64,000, then it went back down to 37,000, and I don't know what the hell is going on here, but the numbers are being finagled. It's pretty obvious. And just calling the COVID-19 coronavirus, just calling them that, gets them a minimum of 14,000 from the feds. This whole feds. This whole thing is a money game.
Well, yeah, and that's what it's being exposed to be. And, of course, this is enraging, I think, people across the highways and byways, Captain, because they take this seriously as a public health issue. But yet, if it's simply going to be something where you can pad it up and get more money, then people are going to be very, very outraged about that.
Well, today is the day, for the most part, that a whole bunch of states and cities open up. Some of them started over the weekend, but most of it is today. And my state here in Florida, today is the day that the restaurants and parks and stores in most of Florida will open up. Businesses, once deemed non-essential, will welcome back workers. The only ones that won't be coming back are the places that a lot of people need, namely the beauty salons, the barbers. They're not letting them come back.
That's right, Captain. And over the weekend, Governor DeSantis met with owners of barbershops and hair salons trying to figure out eventually how they're going to be able to bring those businesses back on.
Well, I know how they're going to do it. They're going to make them put up these plastic things so that the people basically sit in a little cupola, and then they basically work around them, and everybody's going to have masks on. And even with the public gatherings, when they have a public gathering of 10 people or more, if they keep their spacing, they're going to tell them they're all going to have to wear face masks.
Well, yes.
And that's coming. That's coming.
Precisely. And we've seen, you know, the mask strategy already in some areas where you have seen barbershops reopen, either reopen because they can or because they just decided to reopen. We've had one of those incidents here in Southern California out in Corona where a young lady reopened her salon. She said, look, you know, we can't make any money. We've got to do something.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, yeah, we got a lot more stuff to talk about. It's going to be a busy night. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we haven't even got to some of the really good stuff going on in the world, but we will. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I heard from one of our good listeners up there in Salem, Oregon over the weekend, and she thanked me very much for telling her about Relief Factor. And she said she got her 3-week quick start. She's on about 10 days worth of it right now. And she said her pain ended, and she had arthritis. She said her pain ended about a week later. So thank you very much. And her name was Laura. And Laura, I thank you very much for sending me that nice little message, and I sent that along to the people at Relief Factor. But if you want to find out what Laura and I know about it, I've been taking this product for 4 years, and yes, I have arthritis too, back pain along with ankle pain and leg pain now. But anyway, if you got pain and you're struggling with it and you want to get rid of it, please check out Relief Factor. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you will know sooner rather than later whether or not it's going to work for you. Now, all you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, and watch that little 2.5-minute tutorial that's there with Pete and Seth Talbert, the father and son team that started the whole thing. And then sign up for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Again, the website is very simply relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried with the states that are opening up. And you were telling me that you could go to the beach, but what was the rest of it?
Well, there was a list that was released as reported by CBS LA and Los Angeles. There's a list of allowed activities that you can do during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah.
These include throwing the ball, kicking the ball. You could walk the dog. You could meditate. You can do outdoor photography. I'm just picking a few here. You can go jogging or crabbing if you want. If you like to crab, you can go crabbing.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a kite boarding and kite surfing thing, and I'm thinking that maybe I had to go to the beach to go kite surfing, but the beaches are closed.
Yeah, but didn't you say you could go to the beach to work? Now, this is the one that really got me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could go to the beach to watch the sunrise and the sunset. Really? Really?
Yeah, you could watch the sunrise and sunset. No kidding. I mean, this is how crazy it is getting. And I actually heard the governor the other day saying, you know, hey, throw the ball, you know, or some kick a ball, this mm-hmm. kind of thing, and trying to get people out of their going stir crazy. But you know, he's going to keep everything closed.
Well, here is your governor talking to Seth Meyers on television late night Friday night. Here is your governor talking about California and the president.
Look, we talked about the fact that you have sued the Trump administration over 70 times. There has been criticism from both sides towards each other, and yet you've also praised the federal government response and the way they've helped California. To the point that the president has actually released a new campaign ad with both you and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo saying nice things about him, can we say that the relationship is decent at this point?
Well, we filed two new lawsuits since we were last together, and we will continue to fight to protect our values. And when it comes to diversity, clean air, clean water, the health of this state, we will always stand on principle and stand tall. But, you know, my mom taught me, be polite. And when someone you ask for help and someone actually delivers, you have to acknowledge it. And so all I could talk to is through the prism and the frame of the state of California. When I've called the administration, when I've called the president directly, not only is he available and answers, but he's also delivered on a lot of the requests. And so I can make it up. I could try to avoid any kind of nonpartisan behavior and just play hard in my lane as a Democrat in a tribal mindset. But we're in a crisis. I'm trying to save 40 million Californians, 40 million Americans live in California. And I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I care that you care about your kids and your community and your loved ones. And we're all in this together. And so that's the spirit we're bringing into this. But it doesn't stop us from having our points of disagreement, I can assure you.
Now, isn't that strange?
Well, it is, but he's been very consistent with that, Captain.
Yeah, but he's got two new lawsuits going.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, he's got to try to balance this thing with all the criticism that's coming down on him for saying something nice about Donald Trump. That Donald Trump returned phone calls. Donald Trump carried through on promises. Donald Trump, you know, delivered on these needs that California has.
And why wouldn't he?
And why wouldn't he? You know why? Because Donald Trump is acting as you would as you if you're president of the United States. And so even just not too many days ago, Joy Behar tried to bait Governor Newsom by asking essentially, do you feel like you have to kiss Trump's ring to get anything for California?
Well,
of course not.
I'm laughing for two different reasons. What's the low going to be tonight around you?
Tonight, I think it's probably going to be down in the 60s or 70s.
Somewhere. All right. Well, here's our friend Tom Del Baccaro, who's up around San Francisco, I think, right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
And he's saying, Captain, it's May and it's going to be in the mid-40s overnight. Who knew government could be so wrong about something scientific? He's talking about global warming.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, I'll be following the science and suddenly something different happens.
Well, you know, folks, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, I wish you could. I wish you could. And I wish that there was a reason that somebody could just tell you that, hey, this is all good. Things are going to get so much better and this, that, and the other. But all we keep hearing from the other side, and yesterday, and I was watching the talking head shows, and depending on what network you were watching and who was doing the talking, it was like watching a bunch of doom and gloom again.
Well, sure, because they have to keep selling that narrative. It literally becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think they'd like it to be, but they've got to keep generating that fear factor, you know, that,
that's it.
You know, something, you know, what's the next shoe to drop, and what's the next new something?
And the worst part of it is, Kyle, I was in a store yesterday. I stopped by to get something real quick, and I went into the store, and there was this woman there, and she had these big, long gloves halfway up her arm to past her elbow, these big, long plastic gloves, and she had a face mask on, and she had a shield over the face mask, and she had long sleeve shirts on, and it was like 85 degrees yesterday, okay? And then she had long pants on, and she had like, I want to call it coveralls, but it wasn't what the, oh, wait a minute, it was. It was like a pair of mechanics coveralls over everything. That's what was, and I'm thinking, what the hell? And you know, and everybody was just standing there looking at each other, rolling their eyes and all that stuff. And she happened to turn around and see a couple of us doing that. She goes, well, you know, you can't be too safe because this thing can kill you. Yeah, like it's going to kill you in the next 10 minutes.
well,
I mean, this, you talk about going overboard. This was going overboard.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people, they are afraid to go out their front door because of what they've been told. Yeah.
And what's even better was I watched her get into her car because there was enough people in the line, and I was like 4 or 5 back, you know, about 25 feet back behind the register every 6 feet. And I was like 4th or 5th. I watched her go out, get in her car with her face mask, with all of this stuff, with her plastic gloves still on, and drive her car off.
Wow.
Now, that's crazy.
Well, you see, again, you know, what we have learned about this is we've learned how to help identify the most vulnerable people in our society who need extra protection.
Now, how old do you think this woman was? Just, and this was a guess on my part. How old do you think she was?
Well, she was here in her 60s or 70s, maybe?
Nope.
How old?
Maybe in her mid-30s, maybe.
Wow.
Could have even been younger.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, again, but this is part and parcel of how the media has created, tried to make get it to a critical mass of total fear and, you know, self-imposed isolation and all these kinds of things. And by the way, you know, if you wear gloves all around the town all the time, you're tracking whatever it is you've touched, and then the stores were all over town, and you have to...
Well, yeah. And surprise, surprise, for the people that are wearing the masks, especially the cloth masks, they only keep out about 30% of the air around you. 70% of that air is getting through that mask to you. So how good is that, folks?
Well, exactly. And you know, because early on, we were told masks don't help.
No.
And
if you really want to do it right, you go and buy a respirator, the one with the filters in it, the charcoal filters. Hello?
That's right. That's the thing.
And by the way, that's what we wear in the fire service, and the police officers wear and all that stuff. But what can I tell you? Anybody else that's wearing a mask is just wearing it for show, and it really doesn't do all that much.
It really doesn't, unfortunately. There may be some teeny tiny benefit from what I've heard the experts talking about, but if it's not an N95 mask, it's not medical grade.
Yep. And by the way, here's something else for you to consider. Today, the airlines, many airlines are going to require people to get on the flights and fly with a mask on, right?
Yes.
Because their crews are going to be wearing masks, the stewardesses and all that, right?
That's right.
So, therefore, if you're going to get on a plane, folks, demand if you're going on United, a United logo mask. Demand if you're going on Delta, a Delta mask. Demand if you're going on Southwest, a Southwest mask, right?
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back with more. And I'm being silly because it's stupid. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. So there's about 20 states where you see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And hello, Las Vegas, home of Wayne Allyn Root. And, of course, he had that big drive-by demonstration, a big caravan, drove all around Las Vegas for about 3 hours Friday, 2 weeks ago. And they went right around the state office building, the governor's office there, had a good old time with the mayor of Las Vegas saying, "Open Las Vegas!" And I totally agree with that one. It's hard to believe you could be there in Las Vegas and not have gambling or hotels or any of that going on and those free food buffets. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico.com is the website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And go over there and check them out and do a little cost comparison with their auto insurance rates versus what you have right now and see what they can do for you. Whatever you're driving, the car, the truck, the motorcycle, the RV, the motor home, whatever it is that you're driving, okay, because they can cover that. Plus, they can also cover your homeowners and renters insurance needs as well. And if you bundle them together, you'll save money. And knock on wood, that's the closest thing I can come right there, you come to right there, knock on wood, you'll get a safe driver discount on top of everything else, and lo and behold, you'll be saving a bunch of money. Now, you'll also save 15% off the cost of the insurance policy this year because they've rolled back their rates 15%. Now, that also includes current policy holders because you're also getting 15%. I noticed that in my premium that they sent me for my renewal this month. So there you go. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's really, really, really getting interesting because when it comes to China, we've heard a lot of back and forth and this and that. But yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo came out and said there is enormous evidence linking the virus to the Wuhan laboratory and didn't hold back a single word of it.
No, he did not. And, of course, that's a very powerful statement. And I think, Captain, in the days and weeks to come, we may hear a lot more details about this, but I think they're putting together the case, as it were, in terms of how severe this really was, and then, of course, what retaliations or actions the United States and its allies may end up taking towards China. I think it was said the other day that it likely would not involve necessarily a canceling of the debt. I think Kudlow was talking about that. But
well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I don't think Kudlow has got, because the president already said that he would consider reneging on the debt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, exactly. So a lot of that is in flux, but there's going to be something. And I think, Captain, that when Pompeo and the administration come out with the details and the plans, I think you're going to find there's going to be a lot of support because people have had literally their lives ruined in many respects by this, however this got out, whatever happened. But we also know this, and that is that there also seems to be ample evidence that the severity of the issue was concealed by China, and they decided that they wanted to vacuum up all the stuff that they needed.
And now we hear Samaritan's Purse has been asked to leave Central Park after a vile message from a New York City commissioner's wife. Now, you know more about this. What's going on?
Well, right when this whole thing was starting, Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse, they're a Christian-based humanitarian organization. Franklin Graham is the real deal, and he wants to help people, obviously, as much as he can. They have a Christian worldview, as I said, and they were able to set up in Central Park. Well, evidently, there was a message that came in, as you mentioned, that sort of decried the idea that Samaritan's Purse, as a biblically-based humanitarian organization, if they teach the Bible, then they are somehow anti-LGBTQ, and this is where this whole dust-up has occurred. So they're being told that they have to pack up and go, but other groups are able to stay, we understand.
Oh, of course. Now, Tara Reid yesterday was supposed to be on Fox Sunday, whatever that is, Sunday morning with Chris Wallace, and she had to cancel her appearance because she had death threats against her and her family. And she came back after she canceled, and she made this statement. She said she did report a sexual assault harassment, and there is a file of it that was submitted to the U.S. Senate.
Well, that's right, because earlier on it was reported that those words did not appear, but then she corrected that, I believe.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but she's also scared of, for probably for good reason, of these kinds of things that are coming at her now. And it's really just very indicative, Captain, of the double standard. People, it's not something that's whispered. And I think the American...
She's not the only one that's had this happen to her. Many other people have done something like this, and they've been threatened in the same way, but you got to stand up and face these people and say, okay, go ahead, try it if you can.
Well, right, because the truth will out, as they say, and so I think most people want to understand what happened and
now,
what's going on.
Now, Biden says that he's got a vice presidential panel that's currently vetting about a dozen women for a vice presidential candidate.
Well, that's right. About a dozen women, and among those would be Senator Kamala Harris here from California, which I think would be a favorite, as I understand, of the Obama camp, basically. Then, of course, you also have Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. Gretchen Whitmer evidently is on that list, but I wouldn't think she'd be on that list for very long, Captain.
No, and just like Elizabeth Warren, she's going to claim, what's she going to claim? Well, it's racist because you didn't talk to me or something like that. But listen to Nancy Pelosi over the weekend talking about all this.
The investigation on Justice Kavanaugh when a very similar allegation came out on him.
Let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech.
We're here to show our respect for all women who have a case, have it respected, for due process, to investigate, to find the truth, not fear it.
Here's the thing. I have complete respect for the whole Me Too movement. I have four daughters and one son. And there's a lot of excitement around the idea that women will be heard and be listened to.
But what's happening here has lifetime impacts. The crimes themselves, the allegations that have been made are about offenses that have a lifetime impact.
Double standard, warning.
It is the double standard. It's right there for everybody to see. It's nobody's making this up. This is the real thing. Because when she said the other day, I don't need a lecture, I don't need a speech, and I know because Joe Biden is Joe Biden. So evidently, Captain, we're just supposed to do what Senator Harani.
Yeah, Joe Biden is Joe Biden. We've seen all the pictures of him fondling little girls, and as well as there was one the other day. I don't even know who the woman was, but he laid a big one on the lips of a woman, and I don't even know if he knew her.
Well, you know, he's been called Creepy Joe for probably some good reasons because of these creepy things that are on tape, you know. And so it's just really kind of sad because, you know, what are we telling our daughters and little girls in the world today? What's Nancy Pelosi trying to tell them? Well, if it's Joe Biden, then don't worry about it. You know, but I thought we were supposed to get to the bottom of these things. Evidently not for me.
And here's the thing, okay, when you talk about double standards and you talk about Biden and what he's gotten away with over the years, we've seen the pictures. We've seen the video. It's there. It's obvious. He can't explain his way out of this stuff. And even though he tries to, it's there for everybody to see and make your own opinion. I mean, there was one when he put the hands on the shoulder of a woman and started stroking her back, and I forget what the heck the guy was. He was it a judge? Was that what it was?
Perhaps, yeah, I'm trying to remember, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but when the woman had this awful look on her face, like as if, you know, and then he's walked up and hugged the women before without them even knowing this, that, and the other. You know, usually when a guy gives a woman a hug, it's receptive, and they look at you, they give you a hug, you give them a hug, and that's it. But he just walked up and just hugged them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is really weird stuff. And
he's a weird guy.
Yeah, and it goes beyond, and now we've got the other problems that he evidently has that he's truly struggling with. And so I think people are just weirded out. That's the technical term. I think they're really weirded out by him.
Well, he's struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's or both or something, and it's obvious. And it's obvious that from where I'm sitting, he's not going to be able to do his job as president. So I still think, and by the way, technically, and again, thank you, Tom Del Baccaro, technically, he does not have enough votes to be the presidential candidate.
Delegates. That's right. He's still shy of that by a good amount.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got some temperatures in different parts of the country that vary greatly. It's still hot in some areas and cold in others. And we'll be right back. And don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy and Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
All righty. The Answer. All righty. That is our friend and associate, Donna Fiducia. And now, let's get going with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you.
Hey.
Steve from Gear Jammer, and I'm going to ask Kyle, because I told him I was going to do this. I'm going to ask Kyle, who's the group, first of all, Kyle?
Well, that sounds just like George Thorogood.
It is, George Thorogood and the Destroyers from the movie Gear Jammer, and that was the movie with, Dennis, the guy that used to play the deputy on Marshall Dillon, Dennis, whatever his name was, and he was the salesman that was being chased by this tanker, this gasoline tanker, this old Peterbilt, and ran him off the road finally. But anyway, that's what was going on there, that song. So, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And make sure you go over there, stop in, tell them you heard me talking about you on the Captain's America Third Watch, and they'll give you a nice hot free cup of coffee right here on the Third Watch. Now, some severe thunderstorms are possible from Oklahoma and eastern portions of Kansas into the Ozarks and western Tennessee and Kentucky. There could be large hail, damaging wind gusts, and a couple of tornadoes possible during the course of the night and tomorrow morning as the heat of the day starts to warm up, too. Now, the desert southwest, that's out there by you there, Mr. Kyle, will see the return of high temperatures that may surpass 100 degrees by Tuesday. And I'm already looking at temperatures like that. San Diego east out there.
Well, that's right, Captain. That's right. We have had some hot, dry, windy weather, as a matter of fact, and that could up the fire danger, of course, obviously. But, we expect to get into the real high heat as we get into the work week here Monday. Well, as you said, Tuesday, I should say. Exactly.
Now, south of Fort Stockton, Pecos, Texas, on down to the Mexican border, we've got 100-plus degree temperatures down in that area for about maybe an hour's drive today in Texas, so be advised of that. And a little bit of uncertainty coming out of Alamogordo, going north, up 25 in terms of the weather and temperatures. Up in Colorado, there may be the chance of a shower or two up in the northwestern corner of Colorado. In the meantime, over in the northeastern corner of Colorado right now, there have been some storm formations there moving towards Nebraska, so be on your toes going that way, as well as up in Wyoming, right about the Rollins area. It looks like as if we got some weather that's developing up there with some winds north of there, so that could get interesting, too. We'll wait. We'll see. Northeastern Nevada tonight, possibility of a few showers mixed in there. And in Northern California, Kyle, we have got a frost warning pretty much all the way from the Napa Valley up into Medford, Oregon. And what I'm thinking about up there right now is, some of those fruit trees are up in there. They're pretty tender this time of the year.
That's right. I think pears especially, I believe.
Cherries as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the weather we got there. Now, moving over to Lake Ontario and to New York State along I-90 from the state line, Pennsylvania state line, all the way over to Buffalo and then all the way along the lake, Syracuse I-90, all the way across to I-81 and up into Pulaski and Oswego County, you've got a freeze watch in that area for temperatures down around 32 degrees or so by morning. We'll see. And other than that, Kyle, the Northeast is looking good. Middle Atlantic's looking pretty good, except for a little bit of rain maybe that's popped up here right now in the mountains of Maryland and the northwestern part of Virginia, maybe a little rain in there. And that's about it.
That's right, and I think we've got some warm weather down in the south as well.
You mean like Florida?
Yep, like Florida, exactly.
Yeah, well, there could be. There could be. We could be having some really nice temperatures again here come the next day or so. But we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. Now, let's drift on back, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, and of course they do their very level best to see to it that if you need a shower, you got it. If you need food, they got it. If you need a place to do your laundry, they got it. And with the new rules that are opening up here today, as a matter of fact, they've already started, I believe, 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time is when they started. You haven't quite hit midnight out there, have you?
No, we're coming up on it in 5 minutes.
All right, and that's when things should change to where the restaurant capacity. Now, in our state, the commission that was set forth to committee by our governor wanted to have 50% seating in the restaurants, and get this, 25% seating at the professional sporting events.
Oh, very interesting.
Now, the governor said, no, it's not time enough to do the sporting events, and we're going to go with 25% with the restaurants. But up in the panhandle of Florida, where they don't have the problems that they do elsewhere in Florida, it was left up to the local mayors as to what they wanted to do. And up there in the panhandle of Florida, they went to 50% capacity in the restaurants.
Oh, I see. Well, also, I think as well in Florida, they're leaving it with the school year, of course, being ended for the academic year, so distance learning will continue for the time being.
Yeah, and there's a lot of creativity going on there, too. We'll get into that one of these times, because I've seen a lot of videos where they got the kids doing calisthenics with a teacher and all that sort of stuff. Some of it's kind of hilarious, to be honest with you. But anyway, it is what it is. And then the other thing is, when you talk about all this stuff that's going on right now, you can't forget about the fact that the libraries are now open. Not only the state parks and the restaurants, stores are opening up right now. I am assuming that the Walmarts are going to be open right now, especially the supercenters, because they're open all night, and they're probably now abiding by the newest deal. Now, down in South Florida, I might add, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and Broward counties, they still remain under stay-at-home orders for the foreseeable future because their numbers have not flattened, nor have they gone down.
Well, that's exactly right. And basically, those are the kinds of things that I think the governor would be looking for. And in terms of the rest of the state, there's no stated time yet when the next phases are going to be implemented, because I think they are going to wait and see this on a case-by-case basis, basically.
Yeah, and what I still don't understand is how come the barbershops, the hair salons, the gyms, and the movie theaters have to remain closed. They could have opened them up, and they could have done their social distancing if they wanted to. The barbershops, you could open up the barbershop and just had, like, let's see, if they got three chairs, they could have chair one, chair three going, not chair two, because that would keep their distancing going. And the barber and the people getting their hair cut both wear a mask. I think that would work. Gloves on the barber, maybe, that sort of thing. Plus, in most barbershops, I don't know about you, Kyle, but every time I've gone into one, after you get out of the chair, they dust it down. They do a little spraying from time to time, you know, with the whatever it is, the Lysol, whatever they use. I've seen them do that, and they always sweep up the hair.
They always do, Captain, and you know, in order to become a licensed stylist, basically, you have to have a real battery of information, and you have to take tests. They're not just worried about COVID-19. All this time, they've always been worried about staph infections and other bacteria, and they keep us safe when we come into their shops. Mm-hmm. That's how they get their license, and they can lose their license if they don't keep all that up. So they're already one of the cleanest places you can.
Now, let me ask you real quick. Now, restaurants out there, you can have 25% capacity inside, but how about outside?
I think right now they're still only for takeout, basically.
You mean you can't do what we can do down here?
No, not yet.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back, because I got to take a break, because Kyle's about to get cut off right there, and I'm about to get cut off next. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2 coming around here. And don't forget, we are trucking away on a Monday morning. Hold the fort.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.